This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle market today?
Well, Leslie, we saw downside. I don't think this surprised anybody. We also had expanded limits today, and we did see the feeder cattle push very close to that full 675 area, but didn't quite get there. But we held negative most of the day, but we did have a time period around 12 noon where we saw our feeder cattle even get positive, and going into the close today, some of the live cattle contracts were positive, others were negative, the feeder cattle were down. We were down $1.65 on choice box beef, down $1.20 on selects, had a cattle kill today of 112,000 head, and not really any fresh news. Feb cattle closed down 52 cents, April cattle down 80 cents, March feeders down $1.85, May feeders down $1.45, and February lean hogs, no new contract lows, and they closed $1.52 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, cattle producers, it's another Superior Video Livestock Auction. Actually, a pair of them coming up January 30th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior will be offering 33,800 head. That'll include 9,300 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, 10,900 wean calves, 5,800 calves on cows, 900 bred stock and weigh cows as well. If you'd like to know details about when the various cattle will be sold, preview a video and select lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call them at 800-422-2117. 8 a.m. is the start time for the feeder cattle auction. Then a Superior Video Select Female sale will start at approximately 3 p.m. following the feeder cattle sale. 2,100 head will be offered for the Select Female sale. Again, for more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Tom, what continues to soften the grain market?
Well, Leslie, it's a lack of price positive news, and the lack of news is allowing this market to follow the path of least resistance, which was the downside, mainly for the wheat and the corn. Soybeans, without any fresh news out there to really help spur them up, I think found some technical buying and some spreading against the corn and the wheat to help hold them higher. Export inspections didn't really give us any leeway today. It was on the mixed side. And one thing to keep watching this wheat market, we went low enough technically, and there's some concerns out there about this warm weather we're going through right now, the dry conditions of the southern plains. We might start to see that factor into the market down the road here. On the close, March KC wheat down 9.5, July KC down 8.25, March Chicago wheat down 9.5, March corn and July corn both down 2.75, March and July soybeans both closed 10.75 higher, and March cotton up 132 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.